If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
You want to talk comics first, or you want to talk some news first?
Well, listen, I actually read some comic books this week. Mm-hmm. I finally had a chance. So let's not talk about comic books at all.
Okay. I mean, that's usually what we do. So we'll just be par for the course.
Well, I guess, do you want to touch the big news that hit today, which I guess would be 3 days ago as of time people are listening to this?
The Young Justice release date?
No, that's not what I was thinking. Did they announce the Young Justice release date? Because
yes,
I didn't see.
Yes, they did.
Oh my God, when is it?
It's December 28th.
Oh, I'm going to be on vacation?
Me too. Me too.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they releasing it one at a time, or are they releasing all of it?
Not sure about that yet, but.
Okay. Well, either way, I don't care. I just want more Young Justice.
Mm-hmm.
That show, oh my God, that show is the best.
What news were you talking about?
I was talking about the Wonder Woman movie release date news.
Oh, where it got pushed back?
Yeah, it got pushed back from, I guess it was like November, December, October, whenever it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be the end of this year, but it got pushed back to next summer. Mm-hmm. It's early June.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest with you, I think it's like, what, June 5th or something like that?
Yeah. So it's going to be...
I mean, I get technically it's, you know, like they call that the summer movies, but doesn't that seem like more like a Memorial Day thing? Because it's only a week later.
Yeah. I thought, is it not until 2020 now?
Yeah, but isn't it? It was supposed to be out at the end of next year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it only got pushed back, like I guess, 3 or 4 months. Yeah.
Kind of like DC Comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's, they have Geoff Johns writing it. Doomsday Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And then the third movie for Wonder Woman has just been pushed back 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the fourth one will be out a year later, but then the fifth one will be out like 6 years after that.
Yeah. But that's not... yeah. So like we got some good news with the release date for Young Justice, and then kind of bad news how that gets pushed back with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And then there's like set photos of Bane from Gotham.
Okay.
That's like a train wreck.
Yeah. So I saw people tweeting the picture.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any caption of what the picture was.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I'm looking at it and people are like, this looks bad. Or like, you know, what is this? And I'm looking and I'm like, honestly, I have no idea. And it's not like people that I'm seeing posting stuff are not DC specific people. So it's like, I have no base of like what this could possibly be. I'm like, is that like a new Avengers movie? Is this a TV show? I'm thinking because people were talking about Titans and then they were showing that picture. And I'm like, okay, I've watched this episode of Titans 3 times. And I don't remember seeing that guy anywhere in this show. I'm like, there's no way.
So but then you're like, is it Cobra Commander from Rise of Cobra? What?
Well, then I saw the picture and someone was like, might have actually been Gail Simone tweeted something or someone tweeted to her about it. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's supposed to be Bane?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, because up until Titan started... I would probably say that Gotham was my favorite DC show.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And so, like, seeing them... And I know, like, all the other characters haven't been spot on or whatever, but this is totally off the mark for me.
Well, this is the thing. The characters may not have been spot on, but they at least looked good, if that makes sense. This, yeah. This looks like... To me, this looks like a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, every single time there's been a DC show that's posted, like someone's either posted a set picture or they've released, like, this is what the Flash costume is going to look like for, you know, the
Starfire show.
Well, I mean, whatever. But like every single time someone posts any of those pictures, it always looks like garbage. And then you see it on the show and you're like, yeah, all right, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. you know, because it's missing whatever digital effects stuff they throw onto it and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I am holding out hope that when the show actually happens, it does not look as terrible as it does right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for me to be the voice of reason
on this show.
Yeah.
Has really went somewhere, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, so they're doing, Gotham's doing a crossover with G.I. Joe, and it's going to be Dr. Mindbender or something? I don't know. But, yeah, I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it took like half a day for me to even realize that that was supposed to be Bane.
All the comments that I was reading wasn't that they didn't like the costume.
Mm-hmm.
It was, how are we supposed to have Bane without Batman? And I'm
I've had that argument with you about most of the people on that show.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay, we're back to this. So we're just going to ignore that he looks like crap.
You know what, though? I would rather people have an argument over how a character can exist without a character that is key to their development than have people just whining about how stupid something looks without actually seeing anything more than a snapshot.
But is he really key to Bane's development, though? He was still a luchador that, like, done Listen, stuff man. In Mexico.
Just go with it.
Okay.
I'm still on the I don't understand how the Joker could be on that show kind of deal.
Well, let's talk about a show that makes sense, though.
Sure.
Titan.
Oh, I thought you were talking about The Good Place.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my god, that's it's like I don't even know you anymore.
I don't know what that is.
It is a very funny show. I mean, it's absolutely nothing to do with comic books, other than Ted Danson is on the show, and he has nothing to do with comic books.
Yep, nope. He once was a boss, I guess.
No, you're thinking of Tony Danza.
Oh, well, doesn't he have a new show?
Well, I guess
too?
Ted Danson was, I guess, a boss at the bar on Cheers.
Yeah. He was the head bartender, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
he's a baseball player.
Yeah. But yes, I was thinking of Tony Danza, who also has a new show out, but I don't know what it's called.
That I don't know. Honestly, I sort of stopped paying attention to Tony Danza when I realized that every single show he's ever been on, his character's name has been Tony. And I'm assuming it's because he just can't get the fact that somebody might refer to him as another name and he's got to respond to it.
Oh, okay. So they can't even call him Anthony, really?
No, so it's everything. Tony.
Tony. All right, back to Titans.
Yeah.
So we both really liked episode 1.
Correct.
And episode 2.
Can I just tell you something?
I'm hoping you can, yes.
I love this show.
That is the correct answer, yes.
Yeah. I have one major issue with episode 2.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
And it's a nitpick that, like, it literally has nothing to do with the episode itself. So I can still watch it and fully enjoy the episode. But let me ask you this question. And this might get...
hate tweets?
I'm going to say this might get the explicit tag for this episode.
Okay.
Do you really think that Dick Grayson is going to have a super secure computer, like basically a portable bat computer, and when you open that computer... it's going to open automatically to a fucking Google search engine, which is the most unsecure shit in the fucking history of computers.
So are you saying that he should be opening it up to BatBatGo?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like when Raven opened the computer and it was Google right there, I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. But, and apparently I yelled it so loud that Gary and Pickles both barked. Also, they may have been sleeping on me as I jumped up and shouted at the TV.
Yeah.
But I was like, you got to be kidding me with this. There's not a goddamn chance. And honestly, that is lazy friggin' writing because that's people writing the show that are like, she'll just search Google for this. And it's like, no, if it's friggin' computer people, they would have some secure shit and not fucking Google.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Lucius Fox would have made them a
goddamn insane. Like, you don't think Batman has his own fucking search engine?
I know. I just said it. It's BatBatGo.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, I'd even prefer Lugal to be on there.
See, that didn't bother me as me trying to figure out what kind of damn shirt Dawn had on. Was it a Bizarro shirt? Was it a Superman shirt? Because it looked like it had the shield on it, clearly, but it wasn't blue, so it could have been purple. I don't know.
But you know what? That I can deal with. What I can't deal with is goddamn Google being on a fucking back computer.
Well, you're going to have to deal with it, because I'm pretty sure we'll probably be seeing it more.
Oh, I guarantee we will, because they...
Yeah. Well, I mean, her having a Superman shirt on is kind of an Easter egg cool, like, he actually exists in this universe, at least, right? Well,
I mean, you'd assume he would exist in that universe if Batman exists in that universe.
Well, yes. And also Joker and, you know, painted up vigilantes or whatever they said in the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, the way I'm looking at that show, everything that we kind of know in the DC universe, I'm assuming has taken place.
Yeah, right. And that you have to have a bird nickname to be a vigilante or superhero. Because you have Batman, obviously.
Bats aren't birds.
Okay, they fly. But he's not in the show, is he? No. So then we have Robin, then we have Raven, and now we have Hawk and Dove.
Yeah.
So if, you know, you don't have...
Then we have Cyborg.
He's not in the show.
Doesn't he show up on the show?
I'm sure he probably will in the next couple of months, but as of right now, no.
And this, Starfire's not a bird.
She wasn't in this episode.
You didn't specify this episode. You said to be a vigilante.
Yeah, and none of them are vigilantes yet. Oh, we don't know that. Okay. Is there anything else that you thought was hilarious about this one?
Hilarious? No.
Really? But you didn't really think the erectile dysfunction wasn't hilarious?
Oh.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I don't know.
Especially since he wants to be the big macho guy, right?
Well, but listen. The guy just had, like, a drill bit jabbed into his freaking intestines. I mean, cut the guy some slack.
Well, that, and he's, like, shooting up in the bathtub. Yeah. The antibiotics and stuff.
Yeah.
There was tons of Easter eggs in this one.
You know what? That's what I love about this show. I mean, well, one of the things. Also, I'm perfectly happy with the amount of violence.
Yeah.
You know, in the trailer, I was like, I don't know. Might be a little too bloody, like I don't get it, but watching it, I totally get it. Makes sense.
Speaking of, like the Easter eggs part, where we had, where he called Alfred, right?
Yes.
Would Alfred say Master Grayson or Master Dick?
Hmm.
Because, like, for example, I don't think he would say Master Todd. You know, he would say Master Damien or Master Jason or Master Dick. I thought it was a cool shout out, you know, and he had the British accent and all that. I just thought that little part was kind of weird where he said Master Grayson.
Yeah, that is a little weird because, I mean, you just sort of assume with anything it's always been Master Bruce.
I mean, yeah, like 2 minutes before you just had Hank say, well, hello there, Dick, you know, so, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You can't have Alfred actually say it in, like, the right context.
Yeah.
But I thought that was cool that... That was a little nod that, you know, Alfred's still there and he can still count on him.
That's actually one thing I really appreciated about this episode, that they did that. You know, like you said, that it's nice to know, you know, okay, maybe we're not going to get Batman on this show. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe at some point Bruce Wayne shows up, you know, or something.
Hopefully not, but maybe.
Or at least, you know, I mean, I could see like news clippings or something, like a report in the background about... billionaire Bruce Wayne doing something.
Well, yeah, we got that. And we also got him touching his shoulder in the first episode.
Right. You know, like stuff like that I like. But I like the fact that Alfred is there because you can, no matter what happened between this, you know, Dick and Bruce, you know that, you know, it's totally 100% within character that Alfred would be like, you know, hey, this is a special phone. He doesn't know about this phone. If you need anything,
right,
call me here. I will still do whatever.
Right. And in that phone, he had tons of numbers.
Yeah. There's... Yeah. I had to go back and pause and frame by frame through a lot of it.
Yeah. there was only like two, well, three, I guess, or four, because you had Lucius's number in there, right?
Yeah, I saw Lucius.
And then Alfred's. Mm-hmm. And then you had Cassie's and Donna Troy's.
Oh, you know what? I missed Donna Troy.
But the rest, oh, you must have missed the other Donna Troy reference too then. But the other names I like looked up, and they're all like writers or stuff that or special effects people that have stuff to do with the show.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But the other Donna Troy reference you probably missed was them four, and I say them four as in Hawk and Dove and Dick and Donna in a picture frame.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw that.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess
they also zoomed in on it, right?
Well, yeah, but I guess you can only assume it's Donna Troy, right?
That was my guess.
Yeah.
Because at first, when it came up, I thought that it was Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when they quick panned by and there's the picture of the four of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, didn't really look like Barbara, but I'm like, whatever. And then when they showed the close-up, I'm like, oh, no, there's absolutely no way. It's got to be Donna.
Yeah, it's got to be Donna, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah. So based off of this episode of Titans, mm-hmm. and I guess minor spoiler or major spoiler for people who haven't watched it as of yet, mm-hmm. but you're going on a week, so it's too bad. Does this mean that the Hawk and Dove series is a prequel series?
The Hawk and Dove series what?
Is going to be a prequel series.
They have their own series?
Yeah. Don't they?
I didn't think they were going to have their own series. I just thought they were going to be a part of the Titans.
No, they have their own show, I thought.
Where I must have missed that then.
Didn't we talk about it?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember stuff that we talk about all the time. No, I thought that... what's the... Dang it, the Cyborg group. The group that Cyborg's going to come in.
Doom Patrol?
Yeah. I thought they got theirs, but I thought Hawk and Dove was just a part of the team for this TV show.
No, I thought that they were getting a show, and this was sort of like a backdoor pilot kind of thing.
Kind of like the Doom Patrol episode coming up?
That was what I thought.
All right. No, I just assumed that they were part of the group. So I must have missed that. It's kind of also cool that we're getting actual cities and not DC cities, if that makes sense. Like the nuclear family, like they were in St. Louis. And then when Hawk was captured, they were in New York or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's actual like cities instead of, you know, Metropolis or Bloodhaven or whatever. I thought that was kind of cool. And the nuclear family really came off creepy as shit too.
Oh, yeah. Was that great or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they first showed up, I was like, this is sort of weird. And then I was like, oh, this is actually amazing. Because that's exactly what I would hope for, like, a weird villain.
Yeah. Well, it's how they also acted in the Jimmy Palmiotti
right.
arc of Nightwing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. they fulfilled everything. I think the four of them, the people acting in it,
mm-hmm.
were like spot on with what I would hope for. That they had that like that blank, they like really nailed the blank expression of we're just doing a job, we're just gonna, you know, kill whatever, mm-hmm. and just go for it and not be like cartoony bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I also like the nod on the moving truck. Did you see that? That Hawk is staking out. It's called Ditko Movers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Steve Ditko obviously created Hawk and Dove, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was something everybody caught or not, but... No, and you know, when the credits rolled at the end...
Okay.
I was like, damn, we didn't even get Beast Boy or Starfire again. Like, we only got, like, 2 minutes of Beast Boy in the first episode.
Well, the next episode,
mm-hmm.
I believe, is a Starfire episode.
It's going to have to be, like, her trying to find Rachel, right?
Yeah, because when I finished watching this episode, like, you know on the app, when the episodes are, like, all the episodes are there.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two you can watch, and if you go, like, past that, it'll have what date they're available on.
Mm-hmm.
The one next to episode 2 said, like, you know, Starfire origin. So I was like, oh, let me watch this. Maybe it's, you know, like a little 5 to 10 minute clip of whatever. Mm-hmm. And I look and it's like, oh, this, you know, this episode is available in 6 days. I was like, oh, and then I realized that that was the third episode. Mm-hmm. So I would assume just as, you know, episode two leaves off on a really cool cliffhanger kind of thing that you want to see, that of course the next episode is going to be something completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. But dude, this whole stuff, the everything, I mean, you can not like the violence part of it. You can not like whatever. You'd be wrong, but that's fine. But what about the 4 years earlier scene when Robin drops down and fights with him? That whole fight sequence was badass too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I also liked not just that, but when he went and saved them, you know, when they're like, mm-hmm. oh, there's only a couple people here. It's not so bad. And then they get surrounded by everybody.
Right.
And then it's him like stealthily basically running around the building, picking off people one at a time and like getting them from above and whatever else. That is like 100% what I would hope his fighting style would be like.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. You can see Batman in that
mm-hmm.
and you can see, you know, like his acrobat, whatever doing, you know, as he's getting from spot to spot. That man, I probably watched that like more times than I watched the episode. I just kept going back. I was like, this is so good.
Yeah. Here's my only little nitpick about the whole thing. Right.
And because maybe Google is on the computer.
No, it's because Dick breaks away from Bruce because he thinks that Batman's getting too dark and everything. But yet, you know,
are you sure? Did he say that?
He said that in the car, and then he said it in the, you know, the not so passerby to his partner.
Hmm.
Like he didn't want to go down the same road that he was going down.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily mean.
What else could it mean? That he was going to throw unicorns and rainbows at the dude?
Yeah. He doesn't like that Bruce uses DuckDuckGo.
So he uses Google.
So I'm going to use Google.
Yeah.
I'm a kid. I'm going to Snapchat.
Oh, man.
And Bruce likes Facebook.
They're not kids, though.
Because, yeah.
I mean, he knocked the boots with Dawn, right? So.
Well, also, he's like a police detective.
Well, yeah.
I'm assuming that's why they're calling it Titans and not Teen Titans.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and Aquaman is cool in it, so.
Oof. Well, you know, now I can't find anything about a Hawk and Dove show, and I swear.
That you're crazy. Yes,
yeah, I swear that too. God, I read something about like a Hawk and Dove series, not just on Titans. And at the end of the episode, I was just like, well, huh. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You're going to take one of the main characters and apparently throw her off a roof and kill her.
Yeah. No, the dude that played Hawk, I first saw him in Smallville, where he played Arthur Curry, Aquaman.
Oh, you know what? I've not seen Smallville.
Yeah. So, like, ever since then.
You just call him Aquaman?
Well, he was, like, for a year and a half or a season and a half or whatever. But I always liked his style of acting. And so it got me to IMDb him once I got done watching this episode the first time.
Okay.
But he also in Justice League, The New Frontier, he's also okay. The voice of Aquaman in that.
Oh, really?
And then in another one too, but I don't remember what it was, but.
Was it Throne of Atlantis?
No, it was something around that time, around the,
New Frontier New time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I like his acting, and I like, I mean, obviously, you know, he's more mature and more, and he's older now or whatever, but I thought right. He did really good there, and I kind of like the change of they're not brother and sister or brother and brother anymore, that they're brother and girlfriend, or brother and girlfriend, Jesus. Let's not get that trending on Twitter. That they're boyfriend and girlfriend. So I thought that was a cool twist. And I don't know why they made it to where Dick had an affair with her, unless it just shows us
that, I don't think, did they have an affair, or were they just dating before Hawk and Dove were together?
Was it before? Because it seemed kind of like during.
Well,
because he got super jealous of it.
But when he was saying to her, you know, just one more job, we're going to retire. And she was saying something, and they made some comments about how they've been together for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And it seemed like whatever happened, I mean, Robin showed up 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess they were partners, but they weren't romantically involved.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then I think Robin kind of went there, and Hawk was like, what the hell? You know, I'm in love with her, and you got to ruin everything. And then he left, and then the two of them got together.
Yeah.
That was how I was looking at it for now. And okay. I'm assuming we will see more flashback stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Because Hawk comes in and says he just shows up and ruins everything and then leaves, or destroys everything and then leaves. So
yeah, that was how I was looking at it.
Yeah. Well, so. any final words before we wrap up Titans Talk?
Yes. I love this show. I fucking hate Google.
Well, that's not going to win us a grabby.
Sure. <it will. laughs> And you could bat go what a grabby is.
And if it's not out there, Martin will be making that app soon.
Yeah.
My final thoughts are, we're only like two episodes in.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wanting him to shed the Robin costume already, but I'm liking the buildup of getting there.
Mm.
I just wish that we had some kind of like 1 minute, 2 minute scenes of like where the other two characters are at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I was kind of surprised that they did that. Didn't do that, I guess I should say.
But other than that, dude, I'm loving the hell out of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, the first episode, it had a decent amount of Starfire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say the show was probably like 35 minutes Robin and Raven, about, you know, 15 minutes Starfire and like 5 of Beast Boy.
Yeah, if that. If 5.
And this one, yeah, like they, not at all.
Yeah.
But I liked it, though, because they did have Hawk and Dove, and they showed a bunch of, you know, other Hawk and Dove stuff.
Yeah, right.
Also, now that I'm thinking about it, I really enjoyed the way that Raven, when she was, like, coming in contact with anybody,
mm-hmm.
how she was seeing everything and feeling everything,
mm-hmm.
that I think the second week in a row, they didn't do the reflection thing as much in this episode. I think I can only think of one time that it came up, unlike last time where it was like everywhere. Well, but I think the effects and stuff with her, how they do everything, are still fantastic.
Yeah. I think they did it twice, but
I remember there's the one time at the diner when she was looking at the napkin thing is the only one I can remember off the top of my head.
And it didn't work, right? Like, it was just her reflection looking back at her. It wasn't the evil reflection, right?
It was the evil reflection. She kind of snapped out of it.
Well, there was one where she looked and it was just her reflection, but I don't remember where it was at, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, there was the second one in the hotel room when she was literally looking in the mirror and hiding when she's sitting on the floor, but her reflection, the evil reflection, was still there banging on the mirror.
Okay, yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. Now, you actually read some books.
Yes.
So where do you want to start?
Hot Lunch Special.
I can talk Hot Lunch Special.
Well, I mean, Jay said he was waiting for the Absolute Hot Lunch Special podcast, so I figure I'd throw him a bone. You brought up Sideways.
Okay.
The last issue,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't remember if it was on the podcast or if it was us talking, mm-hmm. because honestly, I don't really listen to you when we record this. So, yeah, I caught up on Sideways. And by caught up, I mean I read the latest issue. So I like this book.
Okay.
I like that Lois Lane showed up at the funeral for his mother, sitting next to whatever her name is. I just forgot the girlfriend's name.
Rachel? No. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like just blanking on her name right now.
Annie, Nikki, it's kind of
whatever. The blonde twin that's not the stuck up one.
Yeah.
But you know, it gives a little more backstory on the mom, how she was apparently more driven than Lois Lane when they worked together at the Daily Planet, which I find hard to believe. But that was nice. You got, of course, Superman shows up. Well, Clark shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess technically Superman shows up too.
Yeah, technically.
So what do you think, which Superman do you think that is?
Which Superman?
Yeah.
That's Connor. It has to be Connor, right?
I would think, but like, of all the books to bring him back in, this seems like an odd one.
Really?
Doesn't it?
Well, I mean, if Sideways ends, what is the most logical book that he would show up in? It would be Titans, right? Or Titans, yeah. At least.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean, it can't be Superboy Prime because, you know, he's...
killing everyone in Gears.
Yep.
In Crisis.
Yep. He's Heroes. At the Sanctuary.
I almost called it Heroes for Hire.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Yep.
And I did see tweets that Bendis was talking about bringing Connor back or hinting at it. So.
Yeah, but then you'd think maybe he would be the one bringing him back.
Well, he's going to have him back in the new Teen Titans book, but...
I don't know.
It kind of makes sense, too, if you think about it. Like, I think Sideways was in one of the reprints in the Walmart DC Giants of Teen Titans 2.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Huh.
I might be wrong, and everybody's yelling at me. But God. Sideways, number one, was a backup issue in one of the DC Giant 180-page Giants that...
You sure it wasn't the Swamp Thing, just for, like, completely random sake?
No. Now, whether it was in Teen Titans or Justice League or Super Sons or whatever, but yeah.
Interesting.
All right, so you're good and caught up on Sideways.
Yeah.
What about Red Hood?
What about what?
Red Hood.
Yeah, I read. I'm up to date on Red Hood.
All right, and?
Explain to me what happened.
What do you mean?
When did he get a haircut? And
I'm assuming when him and Batman beat the shit out of him?
I don't know. The one thing...
I know. I know what you're going to say.
No, the one thing that kills me about this book is we had just like 25 issues, give or take, because I think there are a few in the middle that he didn't do the art for. Mm-hmm. But like about 25 issues of Dexter Soy on the art for this series, which was some of my favorite art going... And all of Rebirth. And I mean, not to put whoever did this down, but I don't like the look of this book now. It's really bleh.
I could see that. There was a couple of panels and stuff that I, and one that we agreed on because you texted it to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? Like when I first read it, because I remember you saying that, but you know, I read it like the week or weekend after it came out or whatever, so I wasn't for sure if we were talking about the same thing or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of panels he looks like Bloodshot, hairdo style.
Yep. And there's a couple panels that I don't know what I'm looking at.
This is the part where I said that I wished it played out more, and I meant him being pissy with Batman or Batman being pissy with him.
Right. Like when they were sitting having the conversation at the diner.
Yeah, I understand why Bruce came and did it and told him and talked to him. But two issues before that, he beat the whole hell out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but also if you think about it, timeline-wise...
It's been a month or so.
It has to be at least a couple months.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he had massive injuries.
Yeah.
And he's now fully healed.
Yeah.
I also, one thing I do really like about this now is I fully appreciate the fact that he's using a crowbar to beat people up.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of irony, isn't it?
Yeah. Not ironing. Crowbarring.
No, not ironing. Irony.
No, he didn't hit anyone in the knee. And I don't think the crowbar is made of iron.
You're terrible.
I like the variant cover for this issue.
Yeah, I always love the... Virgin variant covers for it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you and I disagree with you about the Bruce Wayne conversation. As much as, because I didn't know what you were talking about last time.
Right.
Now that I know, if it was longer, I think it wouldn't have worked as well.
Well,
because
I think
it would have been, well, no, because like last time we were talking about how certain things, like you'd love to see be like a two issue story.
Yeah.
I don't think this would have worked. I think it was the length that it had to be to get it done. I mean, okay, maybe an extra panel or so where Jason starts yelling at him.
Right. Yeah.
But like, you know, and then Bruce is like, you know, oh yeah, by the way, Roy's dead.
Yeah.
And that stops the whole thing.
Yeah. I just meant the like radio silence where they didn't talk to each other at all type thing. And the hatred was still there, like on the surface or whatever. I mean, I didn't care if they interacted, but I just, you know, just leave it on a shelf and then let it pop back up sometime. Mm-hmm. And it could have been the whole Roy thing, but I just felt like the two issues to let it breathe wasn't long enough.
Mm. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like, if we would have done this at, like, issue 20, you know what I'm saying? This happened then, and then now on at 26 or 27, when Bruce comes back in to tell him, then I'm okay with it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To let it breathe for 7, 8, 9 issues of Jason doing Jason instead of, you know, Batman code.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that I can see. The one art-related piece that I did like in this issue was the one page where Jason stops Bruce and they just kind of hug. And if you look in, like, the puddle underneath him.
The reflection.
Yeah. It's them, you know, in their costumes.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
So So does Jason hug Bruce, or does Bruce hug Jason?
I think Jason hugs Bruce, and then Bruce hugs him back.
Okay.
Because Jason stops Bruce before he gets in his car, right? I think.
Did it yourself.
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? That was one question I had in my head that was like, okay, who would stop who? Who would break down first and extend the hug? You know what I mean?
It's always going to be the kid.
Yeah.
No matter how much he hates him, he's still, you know.
Yeah.
Raised him, basically.
Yeah. What else?
We didn't talk about the new Plastic Man.
Okay. It's a 10.
Yeah, definitely a 10 out of 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
If this series just kept going, I'd be okay with it.
Yes. And it's what? It's a 6 issue, right?
Yeah.
So we only got one more.
Yeah.
That's
sadly.
Kind of yeah, but like everything, the comedy in the book doesn't feel forced.
Right.
The serious stuff seems legit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Gail Simone's a good writer.
Oh, she's a fantastic writer. But like you said, to echo the whole thing, like, it hits in the comedy bits when it's supposed to be. It hits and highlights the serious stuff when it's supposed to be.
Yep. Yeah, like the whole thing at the carnival.
Yeah.
When Child Services shows up.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
would Child Services actually show up at a carnival?
Well, I mean, look, if they say, hey, I have this person here, maybe. I don't know. I've never had to deal with Child Services.
Yeah, me neither. But I mean, you know.
But like, you can see he is trying to do the right thing no matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, he still manages to screw that up.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good book. I'm really kind of sad that there's only one more.
Yeah, me too.
But maybe it's one of those, it's done so well and has gotten such a great response that at some point in the future, they'll be like, hey, do you want to do another Plastic Man story?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But I, you know, she's got a lot going on.
Yep.
So who knows?
Well, let's see. What else you got?
I caught up on Catwoman.
Okay.
I apparently didn't read issue 3 or 4.
Okay.
So I read those.
How are you liking that?
I really like the series. I'm very confused because for some reason in my head, I thought that it was a 4-issue miniseries. I don't know why. And at the end of the 4th issue, when there's absolutely no resolution and it's setting up a ton of stuff, I'm like, all right, maybe it's not a 4-issue. Like, is this an ongoing?
I think that's what it got solicited as.
What? I mean, I don't read solicits, so I don't know.
Well, I didn't either until, like, I thought the same thing you did, and then I went and looked it up. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's listed as an ongoing.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. Oh, you know what? Maybe I did. Someone was saying something how she's writing the whole thing, but she's only doing art,
yes,
like 4 on, 4 off or something.
Yeah. She's going to have other artists come in. So she can keep doing the writing.
Keep up with this story. Yeah. Maybe that's where I got the 4-issue thing in my head.
Maybe.
But this is a fun story.
Yeah.
I like this a lot, too.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, her art is pretty fantastic, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Also, the, I just forgot. I had to look it up, and I don't remember now who did it, but the variant cover. Stanley Lau.
Okay.
I guess his nickname is Art Germ, whatever
yes.
that is.
Yes, yes.
Man, oh, man, this guy can art. The variant covers are freaking unreal.
Yeah, I heard all the kids talking about that's like the new covers to get was all the Art Germ covers. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, what the hell is Art Germ?
Well, I mean.
And so then, you know, I had to look them up and I was like, damn, those are some nice covers.
Yeah, I mean, it looks. I mean, I'm assuming they're digitally painted.
I think so.
Just kind of look. But I mean, if you just were glancing past it, you could honestly mistake it for a photograph.
Yeah.
Like, for these sure. things are really incredible. I mean, like, looking at the one for this issue,
mm-hmm.
it's got Selena with, like, one of those, like, masquerade cat masks on her, like, just over her eyes.
Yeah.
And, like, you see her her eyelashes look like eyelashes, not, like, you know, like, you can see the hair. It's unreal. I don't know how this... That's crazy.
Yep.
But I guess that's why he does... Only just, covers.
Yeah.
Because covers, they probably yeah. take him. Man, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, it's like Alex Ross, though.
Yeah, right.
That, like, once in a while you'll get, you know, oh, yeah, he's doing the art for this book. And you're like, oh, my goodness, I have to get all of this. And then,
yeah.
you know, it's just like, oh, okay, now I'm just going to do covers. Covers yeah. and giant paintings that I sell at conventions for a lot of money.
Yeah. $40,000.
Yeah. So every year. I'm like, this is going to be the year that I buy like a giant Alex Ross something. And then I get there. I'm like, yeah, this is the year I'm not going to spend like $2,800 on a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. That's at C2E2. They always have, he always has a big booth
yeah.
and the paintings and everything. And I always go there and marvel and look at it.
Oh, pun intended.
No. Just poor choice of words, I guess. But, like, yeah, it's like, oh, man. And then you see the price tag, and you're like, oh, don't touch.
Yep.
Please stay five steps back away.
Yeah. Every year at New York Comic Con, they have, like, I don't know what the C2E2 badges are. Like, the New York ones, you kind of have to tap them. I guess they have a digital something inside it, a chip or whatever.
What? No.
And you can, different booths, like, if you tap your badge to, like, their... little tablet reader things.
Okay.
It just enters you into giveaways and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, every year, anytime I walk past the Alex Ross booth, I will be like, oh, I'm going to tap my badge. Yeah, I've never won anything.
Yeah. But
I still hold out hope that one day I will get an email and be like, oh, hey, you just won this ridiculous, you know, Justice League, yeah. you know, whatever.
That'd be awesome for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I would have to convince my wife that it needs to be hung up right over her bed. We have nowhere to put this, yeah. so it's going in our bedroom.
Yeah.
It's the only wall large enough.
There you go.
I mean, it's not, but that would be funny.
Yeah, or it can go right over the sofa.
Yeah. Yeah, but my kids would destroy that if that was in the living room.
Oh, somehow, sure.
Somehow they would end up doing something that would ruin it.
Yeah, like wrestle off the couch and it shake the wall and fall down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That yeah. would be...
A given?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something would happen where someone would slam, and it would be just the right vibration that would just knock everything off the walls.
I can see that. So, next book, please.
Honestly, that's all that I read. DC okay. What's. I know those are the ones... Well, not so much Catwoman, but Plastic Man, Red Hood, and Sideways were the ones you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I made sure to hit on those.
I like Nightwing too, which you're not caught up on yet, but
no, I'm a couple issues behind on Nightwing.
But Scott Liddell's taken over that book, so
has he taken over yet or not yet?
Yeah, he took over at 51, I think, or 52. Is that,
what's the last one that came out? Is it 51?
Sure, 51 or 52 is the last.
I think
one that came out.
51 just came out this yeah. week, this past week.
This past week of this recording, or this past week of. When we're both. Recording this.
It came out the last Wednesday before we recorded.
Okay.
And two Wednesdays previous to when this comes out.
Okay. Now that my head hurts.
It's like trying to explain, like, first cousin once removed to somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I was saying, I have days off again at work, so I should be able to catch up on comic books at some point.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I know, because I was able to trim my to-read list down to 254 comics last night.
What did it reach?
I never hit 300. I think the highest was 289, and I knocked off a whole bunch of stuff in the last 2 days. Mm. And now, and to be honest with you, some of it, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I think I could probably just not read these and just remove them for now, and I'll get to stuff at some other point. Like, I still haven't read Eternity from Valiant. That's been sitting on my tablet forever.
Yeah.
I haven't started Harbinger Wars 2 yet.
Yeah.
And, like, I just can't bring myself to reading them.
Yeah, I understand.
So, yeah. But, like, the DC stuff, I kind of got caught up in a lot of Aftershock books, but I have, I think, 2 issues of the new Super Sons book. I'm behind on Titans. I want to catch up on Titans or Teen Titans. And I definitely want to catch up on Nightwing. So I'm going to try. I'll try and knock off the younger people's books for next time.
The Supergirl.
Oh yeah, I'm behind. I have not read the newest Supergirl either.
And I didn't even know you were still reading it until I saw your tweet the other day, and I was like, what the hell?
What tweet did I?
I don't know. You were tweeting
Tweeting about Supergirl, or was I?
Yeah, you were tweeting and saying that it's connected, and...
Oh, yeah, to this stuff in Superman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, was that... No, I was that in Discord? I don't remember. I was talking to somebody. Someone was saying that they're reading Superman, and I
it
was
might have been, asking it might have if been reading... Mike. In Discord.
Oh yeah, it was, because he reads Superman but not action.
Yeah, right.
Or
right.
The other stuff, and I was like, oh, you know, if you want, this ties in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quit Supergirl, but as soon as she came into the Bendis stuff, and they're like, yeah, you know, her series is going to kind of branch off from this. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you know what? I'll give it another shot, and I really liked the first. Did I read 2 issues of it? I don't remember how many.
I don't know.
I don't remember how many are in this storyline, but I'm one behind from whatever's out.
Yeah, see, I'm forever behind on that issue or on that series.
Oh, seriously. Yeah, at least read the first one that ties in where she's off doing her thing.
Okay.
And see what you think, because it's not like the crappy Supergirl that it seemed to have been, where she's like, you know, ooh, I'm, you know, teenage drama garbage.
Yeah.
It's back. Like, honestly, this is the first time I've enjoyed a Supergirl comic since she was a Red Lantern back in the New 52.
Okay.
And that was the first time I enjoyed a Supergirl comic since, like, the Supergirl movie tie-in in, like, 1987.
All right. I'll give it a shot, then.
Yeah. You do that, and you tell me what you think. Finally, I'm giving you a comic to read.
All right. I can do that.
Crap, man. You read everything. How are you not reading that one?
I'm behind on it because
it's just terrible.
Yeah. No, well, no, it's not terrible. It's just one of those that I don't pick first to read.
Yeah, I hear you. And honestly, like, when the creative change happened on the Batgirl books, I was really enjoying Batgirl and Birds of Prey. And I think Birds of Prey ended, but Batgirl, I haven't went back to. I don't know. I was really, and it's funny though, because it's the same thing with Superman, how I was really, really, really enjoying Superman. I was like, man, I can't believe they're taking this team off. This is the first time I've enjoyed Superman in years. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, the Bendis stuff is great. It's probably, you know, the same, my guess is the same thing's going to happen with Batgirl. Like, I was really enjoying Batgirl and they took the creative team off and I was like, ah, forget it. I'm just done with this. And then I'll read it and I'll be like, oh, you know, it's actually really good. Who knows?
Well, I have homework to do for next week for a change instead of you, so.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I do too, because you don't every night. But
well, yeah, but.
I was going to do that anyway, so I'm not even going to say it's homework.
Well, you want to wrap this puppy up?
Sure. You don't have anything, any other pressing news?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't either. I was just seeing, because I didn't really pay attention to anything other than Wonder Woman news today.
yeah.
So, yeah, that's all. I guess thank you all for listening to this episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me on Twitter, you can at Aaron Esbell.
I'm at Rombar316.
The show is at DC _ Absolute, and you can email us at AbsoluteDCPodcast@gmail.com.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.